from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Indonesia will have first Ramadan on February 19th. 8 Islamic countries condemns Israel's declaration of state land in the West Bank. I'm Ray and this is the news in details. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Religious Affairs, officially declared first Ramadan 1447 Hijri to fall on Thursday, February 19, 2026, following an ISBAT meeting in Jakarta. This determination was based on the result of calculations using the MABIM's crescent moon visibility criteria, which stated that the crescent moon position did not meet the requirements. Ofra Regina has the details.
The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Religious Affairs, declared first Ramadan 1447 Hijri to fall on Thursday, February 19th, 2026. This decision was made during an ISBAT seeking and determining meeting held in Jakarta on Tuesday. Minister of Religious Affairs Nasiruddin Umar explained that in determining the start of the lunar month, Indonesia uses crescent moon visibility criteria based on an agreement between the Ministers of Religious Affairs of Brunei Darussalam, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore, MABIMS. Based on the calculation data, the crescent moon's height and elongation angle at the time of observation are still below the established criteria.
Therefore, based on the calculation data, today's crescent moon data does not meet the MABIM's crescent moon visibility criteria. Therefore, based on the calculation results and the absence of crescent moon reports, it appears that 1 Ramadan 1447 Hijri falls on Thursday, February 19th, 2026. These are the results of the ISBAT meeting that we have just held and agreed upon together.
Neo-crescent moon. Visibility is a new criteria for determining the beginning of the Hijri month agreed upon by the Ministers of Religious Affairs of Brunei, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore, with a minimum standard of 3 degrees crescent moon height and 6.4 degrees elongation. This criteria was established to increase the chances of crescent moon visibility, Imkanur Rukyat, and bridge the differences in the start of Ramadan Syawal in Indonesia. However, Minister of Religious Affairs Nasiruddin Umar stated that the differences in determining the start of Ramadan in Indonesia are part of the beauty of religious life. According to him, Indonesia has experience in maintaining unity amidst these differences.
8 Muslim-majority countries consisting of Indonesia, Egypt, Jordan, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates condemned Israel's decision to designate land in the occupied West Bank as state land in a statement delivered via social media on Tuesday. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated that Israel's action is illegal and constitutes a serious escalation. These countries highlighted Israel's decision for the first time since 1967 to approve procedures for registering and settling land ownership in the vast occupied territories. Violation of international law and international humanitarian law. They warned that unilateral actions altering the status of tensions and instability in the region. In their stance, the Islamic countries urged the international community to immediately take firm steps to halt these violations. Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian stated on Wednesday that the number of refugees Sumatra from the Sumatra disaster has decreased drastically. In the Sumatra Post-Disaster Recovery Task Force coordination meeting in the Jakarta Indonesian House of Representatives building in Jakarta, Tito stated that the decline in the number of refugees occurred in the three disaster-affected provinces, Aceh, North Sumatra, and West Sumatra. In fact, according to him, West Sumatra has now become a province with no more refugees.
Untuk Sumatera Barat, pengungsi saat ini sudah nol.
In West Sumatra, the number of refugees have now decreased from 16,164 to zero. Some have returned home and are receiving stimulus assistance for lightly or moderately damaged houses. Meanwhile, those who have suffered severe or missing housing are living in temporary shelters or receiving housing waiting funds.
In Aceh, the number of refugees due to disasters still reached 12,000 people, a decrease compared to the previous data reached 1.2 million people. Meanwhile, in North Sumatra, the number of refugees reached 850 people, a decrease from 53,000 people. Tito added that the task force is working with related ministries and local governments to collect data and distribute aid to affected residents. Minister of Transportation Dudi Purwagandi outlined a number of priority programs for the Minister of Transportation for the 2026 fiscal year during a working meeting with Commission 5 of the Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta on Wednesday. These national programs, defense and energy sectors, as well as national water resources, economic stimulus, accelerating post-disaster rehabilitation and reconstruction in the Sumatra region, and supporting the implementation of community schools. Dudi Purwagandi confirmed that these programs are directed to prioritize safety factors, enhance connectivity, and improve the quality of national transportation services.
We have structured and directed all work programs of the Ministry of Transportation for the 2026 fiscal year to always prioritize safety factors, enhance connectivity, and improve the quality of national transportation services while simultaneously ensuring that the Ministry of Transportation's work programs can provide direct benefits and deliver the best service to the community.
Dudi Purwagandi added that all of the Ministry of Transportation 2026 work programs are prepared with an emphasis on public service aspects. According to him, the Ministry of Transportation continues to support various measures that reflect the government commitment to realizing development that is inclusive, just, and has a direct impact on the community. Ahead of the International Mother Language Day, which is celebrated every February 21st, the head of the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, Hafiz Muksin, opened an online talk show on International Mother Language Day 2026, Wednesday, February 18, 2026. This year's commemoration is an impact momentum to ensure that no more students fail to achieve their dreams simply because of their language barriers. Full report submitted by Putri Cahya Purnama.
Ahead of the 2026 International Mother Language Day commemoration, the head of the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, Hafiz Muksin, on Wednesday, the 18th of February 2026, highlighted the crucial role of mother tongues in education. In the talk show on International Mother Language Day 2026, Hafiz Muksin emphasized that using local languages as the language of instruction in the early school period is the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education's key strategy to bridge students' understanding before fully transitioning to the national language.
Melalui bahasa daerah, ini sebagai media. Bahasa pengantar.
Local language is a media for early grades to improve students' understanding of learning, to ease them in understanding lessons from their teachers.
Sehingga melalui bahasa daerah atau bahasa ibu, pemahaman mereka khususnya dalam menerima materi dari para guru lebih mudah dipahami.
In line with that, UNESCO's National Professional Officer for Education, Gunawan Zaki, presented global data showing that many students experience a knowledge gap when they first enter formal school. This gap occurs due to significant differences between the language of instruction at school and the mother tongue spoken at home.
Secara global, UNESCO mengumpulkan data banyak sekali. Globally, UNESCO has collected data showing that many students are taught at home by their parents in their mother tongue, their home language. Once they enter formal education, they experience a gap in acquiring the desired knowledge due to a lack of understanding of the language of instruction, particularly in early childhood education.
Kurang pengertian terhadap bahasa pengantar, khususnya di pendidikan awal, pendidikan anak usia dini.
He also highlighted global concerns about the extinction of many local languages. This phenomenon underpins UNESCO's focus this year, which is to position youth as key actors in determining the future of multilingual education. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government, through the National Research and Innovation Agency, is preparing to build a new ocean research vessel as part of efforts to strengthen national maritime research capacity. This strategic move aims to improve Indonesia's bargaining position in fisheries quota negotiations at international forums. Dika Deanananda has the full report.
The head of the National Research and Innovation Agency, Arif Satria, emphasized that the strength of data and scientific methodology will be a key determining factor in the global distribution of fisheries quotas. In his speech at the market sounding event for the shipbuilding public-private partnership project in Jakarta on Wednesday, he revealed indications that the southern waters of Java serve as a spawning ground for the southern bluefin tuna.
We need in-depth research on this to confirm that the spawning ground for southern bluefin tuna is within Indonesian waters. If that happens, what does it mean? This becomes our negotiation material to increase quotas in the international market.
Furthermore, Arif Satria explained that without being supported by strong and credible data, Indonesia will continue to be in a weak position in every international negotiation related to fisheries. Therefore, according to him, modernizing the research vessel fleet through the shipbuilding scheme is a necessity.
One of the important determinants in the world today is the power of data, and the power of data is the power of research. So because of that, modernizing Indonesia's research vessels has now become a necessity.
Currently, Indonesia's marine research capacity stands at approximately 2,500 vessel days per year, while the ideal requirement for comprehensive research reaches 8,000 vessel days per year. With this capacity increase, Indonesia is expected to secure a larger allocation of global fishing quotas and strengthen its position in world fisheries governance. Dikadeen Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
Special staff to the Ministry of Kooperatives, Ambar Pertiwiningrum, on Tuesday, emphasize that the Merah Putih Village cooperatives will not disrupt the economic activities of micro and small business in Indonesia. While inspecting village cooperatives in Magelang, Central Java, Amber confirmed that the Merah Putih Village cooperative will be integrated with government programs to reduce price disparities and create more independent village business ecosystem.
The red and white cooperative will not kill small business. Of course, to develop the cooperative, they can draw from this cooperative. So in fact, it will be a support including the capital. Capital is needed for development. There's a savings and loan unit here. Bring that savings and loan unit to further develop the economy. It can provide relief to the community because the prices are affordable.
President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated 80,081 red and white village sub-district cooperatives in July 2025. As many as 30,000 red and white village cooperatives will officially operate next March. These cooperatives are designed to facilitate the village economic cycle. Differences in determining the start of Ramadan 1447 Hijriah once again marked the beginning of the fasting month in Indonesia this year. Responding to this dynamic, the chairman of the Central Executive of Muhammadiyah, Haidar Nasir, and the Minister of Religious Affairs, Nasruddin Umar, anonymously called for tolerance and maturity among the people in addressing these differences, while reminding that the diversity of hisab and ruqyat methods constitute a scientific treasure that has long been rooted in Islamic traditions in Indonesia.
Chairman of the Central Executive of Muhammadiyah, Haidar Nasir, called upon all Muslims in Indonesia to uphold tolerance in addressing the differences in determining the start of the month of Ramadan 1447 Hijri. This appeal was conveyed through an official statement on Wednesday, February 18th, responding to the potential difference in the first day of observing the fasting among the community. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Religious Affairs, had previously determined that the first of Ramadan this year falls on Thursday, February 19th. This was announced by the Minister of Religious Affairs, Nasaruddin Umar, following the confirmation session or Isbat session held on Wednesday. The government's decision was based on the hisab method using the Hilal Visibility Criteria or Imkanur Rukyah, agreed upon within MABIMS, the Forum of Ministers of Religious Affairs of Brunei, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore. Nevertheless, a portion of Muslims in Indonesia, including members of Muhammadiyah, have commenced their fasting on Wednesday. This difference occurs because Muhammadiyah, in this determination, refers to the Unified Global Hijri Calendar. This unified Islamic calendar system, adopted from an international conference in Turkey in 2016, states that the crescent moon or Hilal was sighted in Alaska, United States on Tuesday afternoon local time, thus astronomically meeting the criteria for the new month to begin. Responding to these dynamics, Haidar Nasir invited all elements of the nation to address the differences with open hearts and full maturity.
Hari ini kita mulai berpuasa. Meski boleh jadi,
today we begin fasting. Even though there might still be differences among us regarding the start of our Ramadan 1447 Hijri fasting. So when we differ, let us go through it with tolerance, intelligence, and our collective maturity.
Jalani dengan tasamuh dan kecerdasan serta kedewasaan kita bersama.
A similar call was also made by Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar. In a press conference after the Isbat session, he emphasized that Indonesian Muslim society has a long historical experience in managing diversity, including in matters of determining the start of the Hijri month.
Seandainya,
if there are among our citizens, fellow Muslims, who might do things differently according to their respective beliefs, we also appeal to all members of society. Let these differences not cause us to be separated or differ in a negative sense, okay? Let us make these differences a beautiful configuration. Indonesia has experienced differences before, yet it remains intact in a very beautiful unity.
Ramasidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
And listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Menjadi raja yang paling ditakuti. Aku bisa taklukkan segala bangsa di dunia. Tapi apa artinya
bila tak ada cinta darimu?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Si cakrawala di hatiku melihat dua indah bola mata di parasmu. Lola pipi berkata, ku inginkan dirimu jadi intan permata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara, dewa dewi asmara bersatu. Meskipun bintang tak temani malam, terang pun terasa gelap. Ku kan setia bersamamu kasih. Ku inginkan dirimu jadi intan permata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara, dewa-dewi asmara bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Janjiku, ku kan setia bersamamu kasih. Thank you.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
VOI listener, to enjoy the long holidays in Indonesia, many people plan to visit tourism destinations, both natural and cultural. Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to East Java province that offers a lot of tourism spots. One of the cultural tourist destinations that you can visit there is Singosari Temple. Singosari Temple is located in Candi Renggo Village, Singosari District, Malang Regency, East Java Province, Indonesia. The distance between Singosari Temple and Malang City is about 9 kilometers. Singosari Temple is also called Cungkup Temple or Menara Temple. From its name, it can be known that this temple was the tallest one of its time, at least when compared to the temples around it. However, currently, only Singosari Temple remains, while the other temples have disappeared. Singosari Temple is a Hindu Buddhist temple, a historical heritage from the Singosari Kingdom. This temple is situated in a valley between Tengger Mountains and Mount Arjuna, at an altitude of 512 meters above sea level. This place offers an interesting and educational historical tourism experience. Listener, according to historical records, Singosari Temple was built as a tribute to the late King Kartanegara around 1292, who was the ancestor of the Majapahit kings. There are two temples in East Java that were built to honor King Kartanegara, namely Jawi Temple and Singosari Temple. Like Jawi Temple, Singosari Temple is a Shiva temple, as can be seen from several Shiva statues in the temple yard. Visiting the temple, we can learn the meaning of the development goals and admire the work of Indonesian ancestors. Singosari Temple is open every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. The facilities provided at this place are quite complete, such as parking lots, public toilets, prayer room, gazebo, and food stalls. There is no charge to enter the Singosari Temple area. The beauty and authenticity of this temple is still well maintained, so it is very good for children to learn about historical heritage. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kini kau tak lagi dengannya. Dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta? Atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta? Bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku ingin
Its main ingredients is snail, but it ain't escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai cipui or lengkitang.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak. Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak, which means in the Dayak Cultural Village. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Wow. Wow. Which means wow or ow. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger and resident of Pampang Cultural Village, Samarinda City, in East Kalimantan. Chris expresses amazement when he sees a Dayak woman with long ears. Let's listen to their conversations.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Wow. Wow. Which means wow or ow. Banyak sekali. Banyak sekali. Which means that's a lot. Anting. Anting. Which means earrings. Ibu. Ibu. Which means mother or mom or woman or lady. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. Telinga. Telinga. Which means ear. Panjang. Panjang. Which means long. Konon. Konon. Which means it was said or supposedly. Masyarakat. Masyarakat. Which means community or people. Suku Dayak. Suku Dayak. Which means Dayak tribe. Wanita. Wanita. Which means woman. Cantik. Cantik. Which means beautiful. Anak muda. Anak muda. Which means young man or young woman. Tradisi. Tradisi. Which means tradition. In the conversations, you hear this statement, wow, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, which means wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. In this sentence, there is an interjection, wow, wow, which means wow or ow, which functions as an exclamation of admiration and amazement. The word wow, wow, which means wow or ow, is used by Chris to express his amazement at a number of earrings worn by a Dayak woman he met. Now, let's listen to other example of the use of interjection, wow, wow, which means wow or ow to express amazement. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Which means wow, how magnificent the Borobudur Temple is. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Which means wow, how big the Mahakam River is. The Dayak tribe on the island of Borneo has a tradition known as Telingaan Aru. The tradition involves lengthening the ears by using earrings as weight. In Dayak belief, a woman's beauty is not judged by her face, but by the length of her ears. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
Listeners, that was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Wow, Wow, which means wow or ow. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa. Bye-bye.
Dan rindu merasuk. bumi terbelah dua. Biar kita tetap saling berpeluh. Wahai pujangga cinta, yang melainkan telah dari kalbuku. Jujurlah padaku, ada perbedaan cinta, cinta perbedaan aku dan kau. Biar menjadi baik dalam puisi cinta terindah. Ada apa dengan cinta, perbedaan aku dan kau. Biar menjadi baik dalam puisi cinta
terindah. VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan. The song Hayang Jajan was composed by Nova Budiman. The song has been viral on social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan by Mahesa. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.